Well, from the sinking of the Titanic to the opening of Disneyland, there was lots happening in this week in pop culture and history. And Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me to talk us, well, take us on a trip, really, down memory lane. Good afternoon.
A trip is what we are going to go on
quite
today.
Quite literally, yeah.
Afternoon.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks
oh,
very
good,
much.
Oh, good, yeah. The weather, it's just, oh, do you notice people are kind of in better form?
Can I just say, that balcony that we have, I walked out there, I thought I was in Spain.
Really?
Oh that nice. My, it's beautiful.
The office sounds very fancy when you say there's a balcony, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, if you see it,
I mean,
it's
let's
a bit,
scale it back a bit. Yeah. Whatever you have in your mind right now, listeners, just take it down about 10 notches.
Far yeah. from it.
You can sort of walk on the roof, kind of, really. That's probably more what it is, isn't it?
Sun is shining. I'm glad of it.
Happy. We'll take it.
And we're going back.
It. Yeah.
We're going back.
We've a really, I think, a really memorable story for people to start with today. Well, shake it up, baby.
Don't make it back. Let's go back 54 years ago this week, the 10th of April 1970, when Paul McCartney announced the breakup of the Beatles. It was a bit of a weird breakup announcement as well. And I guess at this stage, Beatlemania had kind of come and gone, and they were still a band, but they were all doing their own solo things
well,
and they were all
yeah.
making their own music. And I guess maybe the people probably knew maybe they are coming to an end because they're doing their own thing. But there was hope that maybe the Beatles would stay together. But it wasn't. It came out as a weird kind of strange press statement that Paul McCartney was making new music and his new album was coming out in the coming days, and that himself and John would no longer be making music. They wouldn't sit down together. And from that, the press ran with the Beatles are breaking up, and that is kind of what happened. Yeah.
The reaction at the time from the fans, the hardcore fans, Kieran?
It was sadness. It was sadness and shock because, like I said, Beatlesmania was massive. They were one of the first big bands to take over the world, and that's what they did do. And the sadness was true for a lot of fans. I actually should have grabbed a few clips of reactions. But why did they break up? I guess, was it the creative differences? Was there money problems?
Well, their own
to
roots
his word
too,
of that?
Wasn't it really? Their own
it was.
Things,
and
adventures.
Then there was also word of maybe Yoko Ono was that part of the reason as well. But it did get to the stage where, look, they'd made great music for 10 years, 12 albums, 5 live albums, 53 music videos. All good things must come to an end. And that's what happened.
Do you have a favourite Beatles song? I know we're playing All You Need Is Love there.
Let It Be is always my kind of go-to beat. It's just
very good.
It's a nice little song.
Actually, the compilation you had there at the start was lovely.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, nice little trip down
I said I would pick all of my Beatles songs, all my favourite ones, and throw them together.
Now, another one I know that I think a lot of our listeners too might remember.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Clip of Tom Hanks there from the Apollo 13 movie. Yeah. But it's not about the movie. It's about the event that inspired the movie. And we're going back 54 years ago, the 11th of April 1970, when the Apollo 13 launched from Kennedy Space Center. It was a wild few days for this crew of astronauts who the plan was it was to land on the moon. However, once it hit orbit, an oxygen tank ruptured and caused an electrical system blackout and the astronauts had to all pile into a lifeboat, a lunar modular that should have held just 2 people for a few days. They all had to hop in while Mission Control in Houston came up with an idea how to get them home. And 6 days later, millions of people watched as the Apollo 13 mission came back to Earth and these astronauts splashed down into the Pacific Ocean.
There's an incredible podcast actually about Apollo 13, and the name of it now has just totally escaped me. I know we were talking about it here in our podcast review. I'm going to have to get it. But if you were interested in Apollo 13 and what happened, and just in general, it's a worthwhile listen. But yeah. I'll have to get the name of it.
Same with the movie as well. Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, the Apollo 13 movie. It's great, and as I said, inspired by the true story of Apollo 13 and the scary few days that these guys had, wondering what was going to happen.
On a more cheerier note,
yes.
Disneyland, go on.
32 years we're going back. The 12th of April, 1992.
Is it 32 years on the go?
When Disneyland Paris opened.
So Disneyland Paris was the first site, wasn't it? It was the first.
No, it wasn't. It was the second outside of the US. Tokyo Disneyland was in 1983. And then in 1992, Disneyland Paris came to us here.
Okay, Euro Disney.
Yeah, so the reason they chose this space after 1,200 possible areas, they kind of ventured down and went, actually, you know, Paris, it's no more than a 4-hour drive for 68 million people and no more than a 2-hour flight for 300 million people. So it's the perfect location to get people in. And it really was. They picked right. It's Europe's most visited tourist destination.
It, I have to say, like, and I've been lucky enough to be able to go to a few, the, I think pretty, to two, yeah, Orlando, LA and Euro Disney. And actually, do you know what? I mainly went as an adult when we were on a, our J1. We do a trip to Disney. Like, they're pure children.
Walking
like,
around with Mickey Mouse ears.
But you know what? It's far more fun going when you're older than it is as a child. You have way more enjoyment out of it.
I can only imagine. And you'd appreciate it a lot more. Well, it's appreciated by millions of people so far since it's opened. 375 million people have visited the park.
Yeah. Now, this is another one too. Another story that I think most of our listeners will definitely remember.
A fantastic song, a bit of Celine.
I would love to see Celine Dion live.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Fantastic song, fantastic singer, and I guess it was the perfect soundtrack for the movie Titanic. But again, what inspired the movie Titanic was the actual sinking of Titanic. We're going back 112 years this week, the 14th of April, 1912. It was the largest ocean liner at the time, with an estimated 2,224 people on board. At the time when the Titanic was hit by an iceberg. That happened this week, 112 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going back. It happened late at night, 12:40 is when it was hit. But by the time they saw the iceberg coming, it wasn't possible for them to turn around. And it was, of course, struck by the side of an iceberg. And it had the capacity to stand if four of the chambers, it was made up of 16 chambers underneath the boat, but if four of them had flooded, it would have been fine. But the fact six were flooded, that was kind of the end of the Titanic as we knew it.
It's you know, when you say 112 years, it's actually more in more recent memory than you might, you know, than you might. I actually thought it was even much longer ago than that,
it's
that it happened.
Really not that long ago at all. 1912, it's blink your eyes and it's gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's only a couple of years ago. And then from there on, we've been given great movies like the Titanic.
Yeah, just sorry, I know we're not to take away from the actual event, but my sole memory of the movie, the Titanic, is the fact that we went to see it in the cinema in Ballyshannon and they had to take a break. Halfway through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was
they
an interval. There was a 15-minute interval. I always remember that about the movie, The Titanic. But sure, now every movie is nearly as long as it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that's what you took from the movie.
That's what I took from it, yeah. Just on Disneyland, there's a great text from Catherine who says, I was actually part of the Disneyland Paris opening crew.
Wow.
Yeah. I started in February 1992. I left in June 2007. It was the best years of my life and I still have the best friends forever. We'd love to talk to Catherine. Catherine, if you don't mind, we might give you a shout. We might touch base with you. That's a great story.
Imagine the crack of working at Disneyland.
It's like a real childhood dream.
It is.
Just to mention as well, I did, or you talked about Apollo 13 and I mentioned the podcast. It's Against All Odds is the podcast. Yeah, if people want to get more information on that. Kieran, thanks a million.
Thanks
a million. We will chat next Thursday.
Thank you.
That's Kieran O'Connor from 98FM.